Good morning and welcome to the FTS bet slip on Wednesday, the 20th of March. It is. Firstly, thank you. Great response to yesterday. I mean, it was just ramblings. I don't script these things. It sort of led from having a quiet day, and obviously then the emails and things that have come on have led to what I think is further valid discussion or further valid rambling. So I'll probably get another couple of those out over the next week while it is a bit quieter. I won't bombard you for 20 minutes today again, but certainly perhaps Friday I might get a chance to do one, as we haven't got a lot of football. And then maybe early next week. But some great positive feedback, not just to the content, but from people and actually what they're doing. And whilst I wouldn't want to touch too much on the way of inspiration, I'm not sure I'm an inspiring individual, but I certainly, to make change for people is fantastic. And certainly from some of the stories that have come in overnight on email, really, for me, fantastic to read and make everything worthwhile. Right, nothing again today. Obviously, football is dead. I'm not a specialist in women's under-19 football or whatever else the tipsters are churning out today. I'm going to do a big bit on price because that is really important. You know, even on Twitter, these people putting out bets, you know, it's the latest thing seems to be bet of the day. And I think I saw one yesterday. It sort of started off at 1.8 and then within 20 minutes it was 1.57. If you're backing what are deemed to be 1.8 shots at 1.57, you're only ever going to end up skint whether they win or lose. You know, there's never any mention of minimum price on these things and people just lump on because they're more concerned about having a winner than they are about making any money. And when you look at that, let's say you have two winners at 1.8, so you've won 160 quid. If there's commission involved, you've won a bit less than that, but if you're doing it at bookies, you've won 160, and the next one loses, you've lost 100, so you've won 60 quid overall. And if you're backing those at 1.57, you've won 14 quid and then lost 100 quid, so you've won 14 quid overall. It's unsustainable, you know, over 1,000 bets or whatever, you can't give away that margin. But I'll cover that more in more detail. I just find it, you know, when we talk about people and doing things, it is how you do it, and I just find people's attitude to betting. Somebody said I'm grumpy, and we'll cover that further. I don't want to get right into it today, but I'm grumpy at stupidity. And if you're backing 1.57 shots that people are putting up at one, if you're backing 1.8 shots at 1.57, when people are putting up 1.8, you're backing at 1.57, that is something to be grumpy about, because you are fucking stupid, because you're doing it just to have a winning bet with no idea on the money or the returns. Anyway, so the only thing I've got today is golf. I've backed three golfers, and I know that people are probably fed up with me backing golfers, and you don't have to do what I do. I just share it for your benefit and mine. You know, it is a long-term game, and I'm forgetting my picks last week, which Kisner in particular was disappointing. How the golf guru put John Rahm up, and how John Rahm didn't get in. I think he put him up 10 places. How John Rahm didn't get in the top 10 is completely and utterly baffling to me. Somebody actually asked me in the morning what I thought, and I said Rahm's a good front runner. I think he'll be really difficult to beat, and he played like an absolute. I watched the shot. Somebody told me that he hit it in the water on a par 5. I went and watched that on the highlights. Just stupidity, just going for the green from there, and how he managed to. He is one of the one players I would have said he would never have, certainly wouldn't have been out the top three or four. For him to not get the top 10 finish was just inconceivable to me, but that is golf. You know, we take these blows, and that is punting, and you move on. But I have backed three golfers myself again this week. I've given Cabrera Bayo another go at 70. I've backed Brant Snedeker, who looks like he's coming into a bit of form, and I've got him too big at 44. And I've backed Chesson Hadley, who I think is well too big, at 210. I have had a modest £50 on each of those. So as it stands, I can win just over £2,000 on Snedeker, £3,500 on Cambrera Bayo, and £10,500 on Chesson Hadley. Obviously, with a £150 liability and a bit of room to trade. It's a weaker field than last week, so Cabrera Bayo's price, if I fancied him last week, a weaker field, I've got to have a go this week. Chesson Hadley, the same 2B, and Snedeker, I've not got as much value in him, but I've got a bit of value, and he is coming into form, so I'm quite happy with what I've got there. You know, I know some people have done these in the place, that's fine, do with them what you will. I'll tell you what I do, I've had £50 on each of them, which I had with a view to trade. And obviously I will update via the podcast and update via Twitter if moves are made when, you know, the podcast isn't being recorded. That is it. It is a quiet Wednesday. This international football is boring, isn't it? And we will be back for another podcast tomorrow. It will be a short one because I am busy all day tomorrow. And then Friday, as I say, I'll probably do a part two to yesterday's. So look out for that one. Really appreciate you listening. Really appreciate people telling other people to listen. Obviously, for me to do these, I do them for my own benefit because it stops me going mad in my little office. But it is nice that people listen and you get some feedback and interaction with people. And I'm really looking forward to meeting a load of you at the seminars, you know, over the next month or so. I think we'll have some good fun and share some stuff with you there. But thanks ever so much for listening. And I will be back on Thursday with a short podcast. The golf doesn't tee off till tomorrow, so there won't really be an update till Friday. So tomorrow might just be a blank day. And then obviously, as I say, we're into some action over the weekend. So have a great Wednesday, enjoy whatever you're doing, and I'll be back tomorrow.